An update now on a deadly shooting that took place in Brentwood overnight. One person was killed, three others wounded outside the 24-hour fitness gym. We're now joined on the KCBS phone line by Lieutenant Walter Ogrodnik with the Brentwood Police Department. Thank you for joining us, Lieutenant. Can you summarize what happened for us?
Absolutely. Good morning. Yes, so this morning at about 1:54 a.m., our officers were dispatched to the 24-hour fitness in the 5900 block of Lone Tree Way. When our officers arrived on scene, they found an adult male in his 20s that had suffered at least one gunshot wound and unfortunately died at the scene. Shortly thereafter, we started receiving calls from area hospitals reporting that there were three additional victims or persons that were shot that self-transported to those area hospitals. We're in the early stages of the investigation. We do know that this was an isolated incident. It started inside the 24-hour fitness on or around the basketball courts and then moved out into the front parking lot where things escalated. And based on surveillance footage, we were able to determine that there were at least two shooters that exchanged gunfire, unfortunately striking four people, one of which died at the scene.
So given that this started inside the gym, can we assume that this 24-hour fitness really operates 24 hours and it was open to members at the time that this argument began?
Yes, it is a 24-hour operation, it's my understanding. They have decided to close for the entire day as the investigation continues.
To make it absolutely clear, are you saying the two shooters were shooting at each other and there was collateral damage, or how did that unfold?
No, based on surveillance footage, there were two that did have firearms. It does not appear that the exchange of gunfire was amongst the two shooters, but two shooters had definitely fired weapons during the altercation.
All right, and just to be clear, how many people do we think were involved in this altercation?
There were multiple. We have multiple vehicles that were trying to identify multiple people. As you can imagine, it was pretty chaotic when this unfolded. It was still chaotic when our officers arrived on scene. Our top priority right now is to interview as many people as possible, continue to come over surveillance footage. Anyone that might have information or perhaps recorded the incident, we're asking them to contact the Brentwood Police Department at 925-809-7911.
Early reports had it that you had one person in custody and you were seeking another. Is that still factual?
We have at least one suspect detained. However, no arrests have been made, and we are trying to still make a determination on that person's involvement.
All right. Given that the gym was open at the time that this happened, do you have any information at this point as to how many people may have been there and how many potential witnesses there might be?
I do not.
Okay. But you want to assure people that this was an isolated incident and there's not any sort of danger on the loose currently.
That is correct.
All right. That's Lieutenant Walter Ogrodnik with the Brentwood Police Department telling us about a fatal shooting that happened outside the 24-hour fitness gym in Brentwood overnight.
And, of course, stay with KCBS. We'll bring you more information about this as we get it.